Now, the surf and the sea are recurring motives in the writing of Australian writer and journalist Robert Drew. In 2002, his memoir, The Shark Net, won awards including the National Biography Award, as well as awards in New South Wales, Western Australia and South Australia. He's also won two Walkley Awards for journalism. In our off-the-shelf segment, Robert Drew continues to be drawn to books about politics and water. He's passionate about the post-war classics of both America and Australia, but also devours new releases and children's titles.
A book that I've been absolutely knocked out by lately, a book by Chloe Hooper, a non-fiction called The Tall Man, which has won all sorts of prizes. It's a story about death in custody in Queensland, Aboriginal death in custody, but it's more than an issue book. And it's more than a worthy book. And for people who might be put off by that thought, I'll just say that it's some of the best writing and the most artistic. It's the most artistic piece of literature I've read for a long while. It's a real story. I mean, she lived it and travelled and did all the court cases and things for 3 years. So it's real reportage, but it's actually more than that because the writing is so exquisite that it, even people who aren't the slightest bit interested in the political issues will find it a very good read. Brian Matthews' biography of Manning Clark is on the table. That's a terrific read I dip into every now and then because I knew Professor Clark. Nam Lee's The Boat, which is a great book of short stories, which has won prizes all over the world. It's always on the table a book of John Cheever's short stories because I like him very much as a short story writer. There are stories written decades ago, but there's one of them especially, Reunion, about a father and son's last meeting with each other. It's one of my favourites that I read over and over. There's a couple of children's books on my bedside table because my 8-year-old daughter always, if she can't sleep, she gets into bed with me and I read, especially The Gruffalo and Tiddler, which are her two favourite books, over and over and over again. And probably there's also a gap on the bedside table for the latest Peter Temple, who's one of my favourite writers. He gives crime a whole new twist, especially Australian crime. And I can't wait for his next book, which is coming out in a couple of months, I believe. Raymond Carver's another one of my favourite short story writers, as he is of a lot of short story writers of my generation. So there's one of his books is there, and well, maybe there might even be a couple of his books there if I looked. The trouble with the books on my bedside table is that they mount up and mount up and mount up. And the other day I went out at night, left the bedside table on for when I got home, and the top book was actually on fire when I got home because it was resting against the bed lamp. So I just got home in time. It was smouldering. So let that be a lesson to everyone who likes a lot of books by their bed, you know, keep the light off. We were meant
to be more than friends. When you're near. Smouldering fiction there, maybe even smouldering non-fiction. Australian writer and journalist Robert Drew with his selection of favourite books for our off-the-shelf segment.